Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
What's up, my little Cadbury cream eggs?
Oh, I like that one. What's going on?
You don't like your hoodie?
Egg?
No, a hoodie's fine. I actually like this hoodie. It's quite comfortable.
Yeah.
It's just green your standard Hanes-like hoodie. I bought it for the St. Patrick's Day parade, and it's actually one of the best hoodies I have.
I like it.
Comfortable.
I love
it. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Don't want to dwell on the weather because, you know, we're not 80 years old, and then we're not going to just focus on that all day because, you know, you have the app on your phone.
There's an ice rink out there, though.
But it's slick. It's wet. Yeah. Snow's coming down. If you're heading up to the hills, I-70 is closed. Georgetown to Silverthorne right now. It's a gigantic parking lot.
Dang.
I haven't seen the videos here on the TV. But yeah, you know, just give yourself a little extra time today. It's one of these Colorado spring storms.
Well, no, give yourself extra time to get the ice off your windshield.
Oh, yeah, because, Katie parks outside.
Yeah, and there was like a whole, at least a, you know, centimeter of ice on my windshield this morning. And I even tried to do like the windshield washer fluid on full blast to get
not
it
happening.
Off. Did not work. I was out there with my little Mix 100 scraper, which I realized I need to upgrade now.
It's time.
But it was not working for me. And so it took me like 10 extra minutes today. Just to be able to drive.
I was making fun of Katie because I'm like, you're the least ill-prepared former North Dakotan and Coloradan. Like,
true.
You didn't grow up in a tropical area. You're like, I almost had to use my credit card to scrape off my car today.
She texted me. She's like, I'm going to be late. I'm scraping.
I'm so sorry.
I'm trying.
I thought we were done. I didn't think I'd need it.
Katie,
and I know.
It does suck this time of year. It
Colorado
sucks because the
never
flowers
been done
are
in
out.
April, though.
But
it sucks,
like,
right? Because it's been 70s.
We had 86 that day out at DIA. Like,
the tulips are out.
It seemed to me like winter had done its thing.
Does not matter.
My son put up his little box garden and everything he was already planting, and we're like, you probably shouldn't do that.
But I
ran out last night and covered it up, and he's got some tomatoes he hasn't planted yet, so I brought those into the garage.
That's nice of you.
He's, you know, he's your typical 13-year-old boy.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
With his box garden, getting ready to grow things for the summer.
Tomatoes have been through work. They'll be fine.
It'll be fine. But anyway, yeah, there you go. There's your weather update. That's all you're getting. Okay.
That's it.
Look at your phone instead because we are not 80 years old. What else is going on? Easter this weekend. I think we're probably going to church tonight for Good Friday services.
Good Friday.
Nick likes to go to those. And then, Sunday for, you know, the game day, the big Super Bowl. We'll be there with the people that come just for Easter and Christmas Eve. Generally.
Oh, that's...
What do they call those, Josh?
I think there's two different ones. The Creasters.
Yes.
Christmas and Easter goers.
Yep.
And the C&E, like Christians or Catholics
C&Es.
Or whatever. The C&Es.
Yep.
That's what
Christmas
you call
and
them.
Easter.
That's what you
they're
are.
They're the two-timers.
We're better than that. But it's going to be packed because it's
that's
the C&Ers, the people that come, you know, twice a year. And
yep. Get their prayers in on
Repent
Easter
and
Sunday,
then, you know, go home and get on OnlyFans. And then we'll get gluttonous, you know, pack their face with food. But
eat some eggs.
And eat some eggs.
Easter ham. There we go.
I did see a stat about Easter. We spend about $24 billion on Easter. Anything from eggs to candy to gifts to those Easter dresses, Josh, which I'm sure you got yours picked up.
Blue and yellow.
The average person spends close
nuggets.
To $200 for Easter. That's a lot of cheddar for Easter.
It is.
It is. It's the Easter baskets that the parents are making for their 28-year-olds. That's what they're doing.
You know,
Katie, stop it.
You know? No.
If you guys could have an adult Easter basket, what would you put in it?
Probably like funny shooters and stuff like that.
I'd have
like
a pair of Vans in there.
Oh. Ooh. We could do like expensive?
Couple He-Man toys.
Oh, well, you're going, like, all out.
I know.
Well, you got an Easter basket. Jeez. You can cram a pair of Vans in there and two action figures.
No, but, well,
yeah, but
even
that,
my...
I mean, a pair of Vans are $50,
yeah,
dude.
Even my adult daughter, I try and stick it to about $30.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, God,
not...
we go.
It's Easter.
I don't know how much we spend on each kid.
What are you giving your child? It should be, like,
I bet
eggs
you we
and,
are...
like, a plastic toy.
Yeah, and the Easter bunny takes care of a lot
back.
Of it,
we're
so
cutting
it's,
back.
Like...
I think we're probably at... I don't want to say $200. No.
Per child? What in the actual?
Yeah, what?
What did
you
do
doing?
To the
like,
Easter
we used
bunny
to go,
that you
we
have
used to go above and beyond.
So
for
was
Easter.
This like second Christmas then, or
what?
Like, why?
No, we're probably not there. We're probably maybe $100 per kid.
But,
that is
okay,
still.
Okay, what are you giving them?
I know.
Well, they might be listening. I'm not going to say.
Well, okay,
the Easter bunny
you,
does it anyway, so
what,
shut up.
Yeah, what have you told the Easter bunny to get them?
It's a combined effort, but still. Like,
it is a combined effort.
Like, ridiculous
so confused.
Spending
Don't
that
worry
much
about
money.
It. Shut up. You give your 21-year-old daughter an Easter
do.
Basket still, so
but
shut up.
Not like that.
Shut
like.
Up.
That's That's a lot of money.
I know it is.
Oh, my goodness.
I usually got, like, Easter eggs and a book on how to be a better person.
I got a kite on how to be a better person.
I mean, yeah. That's like, hey,
well,
follow Jesus.
It
there it is.
Yeah, follow Jesus. He will lead the way.
Your 365-day affirmations or whatever. And then,
yeah, yeah, it's like, the, yes.
And a Cadbury bunny.
That's so funny. And a chocolate
a
bunny.
More than
there
that.
We go.
Oh, well.
Oh, well, that's cute. Good for you.
Now I feel awkward. Katie, did you go back to the Nuggets yesterday?
I did. And I did it right this time.
Did you?
I was so proud of myself. First of all, I showed up early and I got, so the Nuggets practice court is, you know, their doors are closed and the media waits outside those doors for practice to open to them. I was outside of that door like nobody was in front of me.
They opened the door and was like,
I know, exactly. No, but I had my spot stuck out. Like, I did such a good job getting my spot. And then those doors opened.
We should tell people why you're doing this, too, really quick. You're going down to get interviews for the Nuggets because they're in the playoffs,
well,
right?
Well, just getting video and
video
sound.
Video and stuff. For our sports people.
Yes,
next
for
door,
the sports station. So that I'm playoff Katie over there. And so we're doing our best to make sure the fans have an inside look at what's going on for
there
the postseason. But
we're the flagship station. So,
yeah,
yes, we should be down there.
Exactly.
And
so,
but teams.
Again, like I, as soon as they open those doors, I get in there with my tripod and I mark my spot and I'm right there in front of the seat where the player's going to sit. Like, I'm like, I couldn't have done any
I'm
better.
So proud.
I was proud of me. I gave myself a pat on the back. And then I'm standing there and I'm holding the mic. And again, I just start to shake. It is hard to hold a microphone. It is so much harder than you would think. And the thing is I'm just standing there and I see, like, people have to notice me shaking. And then once I realize I'm shaking, that makes me shake even harder. And I'm like, oh, my God.
So all,
like,
the video you have for the sports station is trash.
No, video's
it's
on the tripod. We're good.
So all I'm doing is holding the microphone. So
but
actually,
it's like
I
this.
Did
hey,
it really
so
good.
All the audio you have is trash.
No,
yeah.
It's fine.
So
here's,
what do you think about
this? Here's the thing. Yeah, here's the thing. So there is a person there who befriended me, and we were talking beforehand, and I absolutely just, like, immediately fell in love with her. But I want to give a shout out to Rachel Vigil. Josh knows Rachel V. Hill from CSU. I actually told her, I'm like, Josh adores you, so sorry about that.
Like adores
you? I know. I did. But I said,
hey,
well,
she's
married.
Katie.
Oh, she's
geez.
Married and everything. But I did, because you have talked so nicely about her multiple times when we talked
she's
about
who is she?
Women in sports. She's worked in the sports scene for a long time. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of her stuff, but we had never met, right? So this is the first time we met, and she knew who I was because I was so, like, nervous, and she's like, oh, you're playoff Katie. I heard you yesterday on the sports station.
You're the sweaty lady.
Exactly. I know exactly who you are.
The sweaty, shaky one.
We started talking, and then when I was holding my microphone, Rachel saw me shake. She grabbed my microphone and held it for me.
That's
she
nice.
Held my microphone for me that whole press conference.
She's your little guardian angel.
I was like, girl, you saved my
that's
life.
So sweet.
Like, she was just so sweet about it. And I just
Katie's
I
on the verge
give,
of passing out.
I know. Because
yeah.
I was like
breathe,
engaging
breathe.
My core. Like, got this. Like, it was so
we gotta get
bad.
You some hand weights in the studio. So, like, during commercials, you can do some curls.
I just need to hold it a different way, I think. Because I'm doing this straight out. And I need to hold it
just
like
do one
need.
Arm. Because then you
yeah.
gotta do a shoulder, lean a shoulder in.
You
yeah.
need a belt with the like the hoop in
a
it
utility
that you can
belt.
Jack it. You yes, you like
that
hold
they
it
hold
on
the
your
boom
belt.
Mic in, yeah.
And then you have some extra support. Is
if
what
you
need.
Saw if you saw her little stick that she holds for the mic, it's you, she's
so
not
little.
Gonna,
oh.
she's
it's
not gonna
so
get it in her
little.
Belt.
But yeah, it was just like, again, shout out to Rachel because
she's
you know
sweetheart.
Media it is such a you know dog eat dog kind of business. Like, it is so competitive and people don't necessarily do nice things for other people in media all the time.
Ever. Yep.
That was a solid thing for her to do for me.
Oh, that's sweet.
And I absolutely loved it. And again, she's got a fan in me. I followed her on Instagram immediately.
She did have some very nice things to say about this show.
She
I do know
did.
That. Katie came in and said that she loves the show now.
Yeah,
she's
she
like,
does.
A lot of energy.
No
it's
way.
Youthful.
Yeah.
It's fun now.
Yeah. That's awesome.
She said she really
very
liked
sweet
it.
Of her.
So, yeah.
Very sweet of her.
And so, yay.
Yeah,
thank
she and
you,
I go
Rachel.
Way back. We've been going back to, what, 2015? Yeah.
yeah.
Look
from
at
college
that.
Days.
Yeah. So
she's awesome.
I have no idea who she is.
Again, well, you'll have to
she's
follow
a very
her.
Sweet girl. Yeah.
You'll have to follow her on Instagram,
okay,
too.
Send
okay.
Send me an invite.
I will. All right.
Very good. Go do some push-ups during the commercial
I'm going
right?
to have to. I got a Nuggets practice today. I got to
oh
get ready
gosh.
For it.
Get ready, girl.
She's not going to be there.